Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall. It's our first regular season edition of the Pick 6. New season, new set. We hope you like our new home. Let's get to the questions. Our first one comes from Chris in Seattle. What are the chances of bringing Antoine Winfield back? Easily the most popular question that came into my inbox this week. Antoine was a fan favorite here, and he did a lot of great things for the Vikings during his time here. In fact, I think he may have been the best free agent signing in franchise history. But it sounds like he's going to retire and hang up the cleats, so I don't expect a Vikings-Winfield reunion. Our next question comes from my friend Tim in Ohio. He asks, do you feel Aaron Henderson will be up to the task of playing middle linebacker this season, and who is his backup? Yes, I do think Aaron is up for the task. Here's the thing with the linebackers. We came into training camp, and I think linebacker was one of the biggest question marks on our roster. We come out of training camp, and we kept 8 linebackers. Now, I think it's one of the strongest positions on the roster, and a big reason for that is Aaron Henderson in the middle. I think he has what it takes to play middle linebacker. Backing him up is going to be Audie Cole and Michael Motti. So we're young and good in the middle of our defense. Our next question comes from Nathan in Stuartville, Minnesota. Now that we know Joe Webb has made the roster, what are the chances of the Vikings implementing read option plays? I don't know. I'm not the offensive coordinator, and I don't want to speak for Bill Musgrave, but I don't think they're very good. Joe Webb is a receiver now. I think that's where the Vikings are going to use him, but they're also going to use him on special teams, and not maybe as a returner, but as a blocker. In fact, Joe Webb threw a key block for Marcus Sherrills when he returned to kickoff 109 yards for a touchdown against Tennessee. So Joe Webb is going to be the fifth receiver, and he'll play quite a bit on offense, I'm sure, but he's also a big part of our special teams group. Our next question comes from Ryan. Would you say McLeod Bethel-Thompson has a solid chance to be a starter in this league? I would have to say he does. Here's the thing. He's on an NFL roster. I think he's got the potential to be a backup quarterback someday, maybe even here. And we all know, once you're a backup, you're one play away from being a starter. There's a lot to like about McLeod Bethel-Thompson. I love his arm, very strong, and he's got a competitive desire that every coach wants to see in his quarterback. Our next question comes from Tim. What do you think Zach Line's role will be with the Vikings offense? Well, right away, Zach is going to have an important role in our offense because with Jerome Felton's suspension, Zach Line is our starting fullback. So I expect when we line up in Detroit, Chicago, and come back home against Cleveland, Zach Line may be Adrian Peterson's lead blocker, and we all know that's a big role. And our last question comes from Chris S. Do you think the Vikings would consider moving Jamarcus Webb to guard? Jamarcus has played mostly offensive tackle in his NFL career, and I think he comes to the Vikings, and that's what he's going to play here. The Vikings have been looking for what they call a swing tackle, a guy who can back up the left tackle and the right tackle. To me, Jamarcus Webb fits that bill. Now, the coaches may decide down the line to move him to guard for whatever reason, but for the time being, I expect Jamarcus Webb to be our backup left and right tackle. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but after we beat Detroit, we're coming back for another edition of the Pick 6. So send your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.